the news is making headlines around Australia today because the Central Coast Council has copped it on Sky News because they have chosen not to fly flags at Yamina Beach in the main street for Australia Day tomorrow. So as a quick forum, we just want to do a quick poll, hey, mate. That's all we want to do.
Quick poll, agree or disagree with what the council are doing. I tell you, regardless of what the council do, there'll be flags everywhere because that's what people do.
On Australia Day.
On Australia
Day. Indeed they do.
They get flags out. They get flags out whether it's one or the other.
So if you want to call, we've got a lot of people to get through, but we'll start a tally now. This is our poll this morning. Agree or disagree with the council? They are not going to fly the flags at Yamina Beach, the main street. 133353.
G'day, Deirdre.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Not too bad. Do you agree with what the council have done by not flying flags?
No, I disagree with them.
Disagree?
Right.
Disagree with the council. Thank you, Deirdre. We've got Rachel from Niagara Park. Rachel.
Hey, Rach.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, good. Agree or disagree with what the council have done?
I sort of agree and disagree, but more disagreeing. I think that we just all need to get together, I suppose, and why don't they just hang up both the flags to make everybody happy?
Hey, not a bad idea,
yep,
Rachel.
I hear what you're saying,
Tristan. Tristan, agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Okay, mate. You think the flags should be flying?
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. It's a quick poll we're doing this morning. We've got Teresa from Woi Woi. Hey, Teresa.
Teresa.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Okay. A quick poll. That's all we're doing this morning. We've got Carmen from Tookley. Carmen?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah.
Agree or disagree? Should the flags go up or flags stay down?
I think the flags should go up. I disagree with the council.
Yeah, thank you, Carmen.
Radio.
All
thanks,
right,
Carmen.
Ray from Glenning Valley. Rob?
Hey, Ray.
How you going, brother?
Yeah,
oh,
good,
we're going
mate.
All right. Now, disagree or agree with the council?
I disagree vehemently, mate. Nothing brings a country or people together more than a flag. And if they're worried about offending people, why did they waste $500 million and not care about our community?
Good point. Good point, Ray. Thank you, mate. That is a really good point. 133353. We're slowly but surely getting through the lines. Some more lines are now open. Mick from Doraville. Robbie.
Hey, Mick.
G'day, guys.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think council should be worrying about roads and parks and things like that. The other stuff's for state and federal government, not for council.
Yeah, and potholes. Throw in potholes too.
Yeah, there's another one.
Holy jeez. All right, that's another day. All right, Mickey. Just
g'day,
there.
Craig.
Craig Gwendolyn.
Hello.
Yeah, g'day, mate.
G'day, mate.
Agree. Hey, boys, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Agree or disagree? What are your thoughts?
Disagree, mate. This council should wake up themselves. This is Australia.
Yeah, all right, mate. As Ray said, they didn't worry about when we were losing $650 million.
Yeah.
So what's the disagree?
You know what? You can see what they're trying to do. The disagree is 100%. One,
yeah.
two, three,
yeah.
four, five, six, seven, eight.
We were going
eight
to...
in a quick poll. 100% disagree with the council not flying the Australian flag.
We were going to speak with Council CEO David Farmer, but he was unable to join us today. But we will be joined with him on Thursday. So there's a few other local issues we want to talk about, but we will talk about this issue, even though the day would have gone. We've got Anne from Arima. G'day, Annie.
Hello, Anne.
Yeah. Morning. How are you?
Not too bad. 133353. Want to have a chat? Agree or disagree?
Oh, my God, mate. I disagree profoundly.
All right, then. Okay, so put that in the disagree column.
Yep.
Rob, so...
There's no one in the agree column.
No, not at this stage. Benny from Blue Haven. Good morning, mate.
Hey, Ben.
Morning, boys. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Is this the good, the bad, or the bloody brilliant Benny from Blue Haven?
This is the fantastic and fabulous Ben.
Right. You have once before taken 100% poll and then gone against it.
And I think I got angry at Ben that day.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I was
what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts, Ben? Agree or disagree with the council?
Mate, I 100% disagree with the council. And I'm going to throw a little thought out there for you guys too, because I heard they're doing the exact same thing for Anzac Day, aren't they?
I haven't heard that, mate. What do you mean? Not flying the flags on the street.
I read an article this morning that they're also going to do the same for Anzac Day, not fly the Australian flag.
Oh, no, that's sacrilegious.
Well, the Anzacs didn't fight under the Australian flag anyway, did they?
Well, I thought they did. I was going to say,
it was a Union Jack then, wasn't it? We didn't have an Australian flag at that point.
I'm not too sure on that. Might have to do my research. But, yeah, I just think, obviously, you're tired of Central Coast Council making us the laughing stock of the country. It's just, for this to make, you know, in the news the way it has, it's just yes.
I just go, the Australian flag came into being after the Federation of Australian States and Commonwealth on 1st of January 1901, the Union Jack and the Upper, about 1901, 19, something about the flag foot, 1954.
Nothing like watching Paddy prepare for radio live on air.
Oh, hang on, at least I'm bloody searching up what Benny said.
Yeah, well done.
So shut your mouth, pal. But we will check. We'll check that out about the history of the flag. But we did have a call say, "Hey, listen, they didn't worry about when they were blowing that money, $650 million."
Yeah, that was Ray.
Yeah, no, exactly. They just seem to like to make headlines to the news all for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, very much so. I agree with you, Benny. Hey, listen, and hopefully we'll get the council CEO, David Farmer, on with us tomorrow. Oh, no, on Thursday. Tomorrow's a public holiday.
We all understand the need for unification. I think that everyone on the coast so far, according to this poll, disagrees with the way the council are doing it.
Yeah, very much so. Benny from Blue Haven, good morning, mate.
Hey, Ben.
Morning, boys. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Is this the good, the bad, or the bloody brilliant Benny from Blue Haven?
This is the fantastic and fabulous pen.
Right. You have once before taken 100% poll and gone against it.
And I think I got angry at Ben that day.
Yeah, you did. What are your thoughts, Ben? Agree or disagree with the council?
Mate, I 100% disagree with the council. And I'm going to throw a little thought out there for you guys too, because I heard they're doing the exact same thing for Anzac Day, aren't they?
I haven't heard that, mate. What do you mean? Not flying the flags on the street?
I read an article this morning that they're also going to do the same for Anzac Day, not fly the Australian flag.
Oh, no, that's sacrilegious. Well,
the Anzacs didn't fight under the Australian flag anyway, did they?
Well, I thought they did. I was going to say,
it was a Union Jack then, wasn't it? We didn't have an Australian flag at that point.
I'm not too sure on that. Might have to do my research. But, I just think, obviously, you're tired of Central Coast Council making us the laughing stock of the country. It's just, for this to make, you know, in the news the way it has, it's just yes.
I just go, the Australian flag came into being after the Federation of Australian States and Commonwealth on 1st of January 1901, the Union Jack and the Upper, about, was it, 1901, 19, something about the flag foot, 1954.
Nothing like watching Paddy prepare for radio live on air.
Oh, hang on, at least I'm bloody searching up what Benny said.
Yeah, well done.
So shut your mouth, pal. But we will check. We'll check that out about the history of the flag. But we did have a call say, "Hey, listen, they didn't worry about when they were blowing that money, $650 million."
Yeah, that was Ray.
Yeah, no, exactly. They just seem to like to make headlines to the news all for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, very much so. I agree with you, Benny. Hey, listen, and hopefully we'll get the council CEO, David Farmer, on with us tomorrow. Oh, no, on Thursday. Tomorrow's a public holiday.
We all understand the need for unification. I think that everyone on the coast so far, according to this poll, disagrees with the way the council are doing it.
Yeah, very much so. Hey, we've got Dave from your minor. Dave, g'day, mate.
Dave?
Yeah, g'day, Paddy and Rob. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. You're calling about the big news today. The Central Coast Council won't be flying Australian flags on at Main Street, your minor beach tomorrow. We had agree or disagree earlier on this morning. The poll was 100%. What do you say?
Well, I must be the odd one out because I agree with the council.
Yeah, okay. Why, Dave?
Mate, the First Nations people have had a pretty rough trot for the last 234 years, and I think that, to fly the flag... I think we should fly all three flags, to be quite honest. It should be the Australian flag, the Aboriginal flag, and the Torres Strait Island flag. So,
it four. New South Wales flag as well. Oh, that's Australia Day. All right, Dave. Yeah, well, Dave, as I said, we did that poll, so we got 10 versus 1. Dave?
Dave, there's room for more than one flag, Dave, or a flag that we all can appreciate. I don't know. I'm kind of with you, but I think we need to have a flag. We need a flag up.
Yeah, I don't disagree with needing a flag up, but I think if you know the history, I think it's, I think we need to look into it a bit further, that's for sure.